Shir Mikvos. Mishnayos Mikvos. Shir Chaf by the Rosh Hashanah Vav Nisanei Tov Shem Mem Hei, March 28th, 1985, on Thursday. Continue.
But then you ask, so why is it different than Gaushin Slash? So the Shach says, because Gaushin Slash, it contains all the Chiyas. Masunti here, the moment you sever the connection in the Mayim, the water that flows from the Mayim doesn't contain all its Chiyas. So maybe it's Mosak Chiyas for Now, what is the shite of the Rash? Like Marik or like the Rad? It's not clear. Can explain it either way. Shemei Abreichon Chibon, Yitziki Shemei Abreichon Chibon Mayo, Areyu Kimikve, Yitaya Bechol Chiu, Hachirin Shom, Arbon Shom. Now, Choza Bimshichei, Posu Lizovim, Bumtroim, Bumkali Benichatos, Hachirida, Shem Yotsu Hovishem, Postal is Obin, or Postak Kriyusom, is Obin and Zoroin and Yechatek Sinu and Chayim. But, it's Tayab Zeichon. Because since it's Chodav and Shichei, he reconnected it to the Mayon, so it again acquires the service of the Mayon. But, we got his Obin and Zoroin, we have a requirement of Mayim Chayim. The Mayim Chayim is even if it's Chodav and Shichei. But it's entire Zechut. It's entire Zechut. So we have three situations. One situation is where he was Mavir, he made Mayon on Gabin Recho, and it wasn't severed. So then it has a din of Mayon, Recho has a din of Mayon, and it's kosher even the Tzilas, Zogim and Toim. Then another situation is where he severed the connection. And didn't he join it? So then, it's kosher as a mikveh, but not as a mayon. And the third situation is, where it's chodav b'mshichei. So then it has a din of mayon, it's a tayav zechui, but it doesn't have a din of mayon chayim. So then it's not kosher, the tefillah is zogim in its oil. Now, Mishneh Beis. Virei al gabi kelim, we al gabi sapso, al gabi kelim nikurim, di rabo ke maishi kelim shete. Here, virei al gabi kelim gabi sapso, se kori tira duri di mezi nil mayo, e kori tira di isi do in teli nil mayo. But it's koshalimu be, in koshalimu be tira, it's not possible, and virei al gabi shete, so it's possible igamre, it's possible tira. So, the answer is, Shemkes is the Kehle. Then, the Shemkes is the Shem Kehle. So that's why it's possible to come show. But here we are building the Zirah that we built in Kuhn. Or as the Rosh says, Achille Achille, the same thing, you know. According to the Rosh, it's a reference to a Kehle that is not inverted, but has a Nekeh. So the Shem Kehle is fucked. And according to the Rosh, it is referenced to a Kehle that is not Minukeh, but it's inverted, so it doesn't stand there after doing. So the same thing. Agal Kehle Mikun, Yilavoche, Maisha Kehle Mishavis. So I told you that Arayu Kishoyo, the Kaya Mizekh Mimcholche, so I told you that Yudah 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 Yudah. But he says, Hareyu Kimikhe, the boy are going to show Veshbeyan. Why? Not Kimayon? He says, either Rabbonon or it's the rice. He says, either Rabbonon or it's the rice. So Pashas Awashim, of the Rash indicates that in the icing of the Ramayana, so it's a special halacha that if it passed over a kele, so merely that the Mayon is bottom. That the Mayon is bottom. Why can't the Tele and the Sapso itself? After all, it's not true. Sapso is flat. There's no Beskibo. The bench. So there's no Beskibo. So why shouldn't it be able to be Tele on the top of the Sapso? So that's how. So from the Rash Loshi it's Mashma, only the Vachal Yatra Gabea Sapso, Mashaiki in the Aloche of Hareuki Nikhe, but not my own, that's the Rising Tower. Why? Because once the Mayim pass over Kele, so the Shemayim is born. Mayon Hayitzil in Talmai in the Talmai of Lecho the same Mayon Tzul in the same shop. Now Talmai is a Kele. We say you have, let's say here is mine. Here is the mine. And then it emanates water. And then it gets into the talma. It's a certain type of kele. And then from the kele, it goes into the brecho, to the pool. So since before it enters the pool, the brecho, it goes through a talma. So it's contained in Kele, it has a Beskibo, some Mele, it becomes Shol, the shame Ma'ilutsu. So every bit of water, every drop of water that passes through the Talmai, the Kibul of the Kele becomes Shol. In case of Lesson, suppose he wants to Asher, so the water that yet goes into the Brecho via the Talmai is not for show. What he do, he has to make him naked with the Talmai. So that would be Mafkia, the Shemkele from the Talmai. Make them may Skonei, it's what I do, it's not important. So make him in Skonei, in other words, okay. We need to mind what he mitar in the summer. In other words, first the Talmai had no name. So water passed through the Talmai, and from the Talmai it went outside into the brain. So all the water that passed through the Talmai before the Talmai was perforated, so there it became short. So then he makes a naked, he bores a hole in the Talmai. He bores a hole in the Talmai. He bores a hole in the Talmai. And then the water that will pass through the Talmai henceforth becomes a habo, so does not become short. Why? Because the count of the naked in the Talmai, so the Talmai does not have a Shemkele. So mele, this water that will pass through the Talmai after the Talmai was perforated, So it's natural. Then it will pass out of the Talmud into the brain, and it will be compared with the water that passed through the Talmud before the Talmud was perforated. So mele fuashoke. So the water that will pass through the Talmud after the perforation was made, when it joins, when it becomes commingled with water that passed through the Talmud before the perforation was made, so fuashoke it will be makia. The Shem show from the water that passed through the Talmud in an unperforated state. Let's say, memso of the mind passed through the tongue before the confirmation, and then passed into the brain. So it shows then one shot of water passes through the tongue after the confirmation, and then it passes out of the tongue and into the brain, and it's commingled with the memso that passed into the brecha while the Talmud was still unperforated. So now that one saw that is made mayor the natural, so is entire the memso shul. We need to mind working in Talism. So, Pirish, Talmud, Kriish, Kachshne, make claimings on a coaching with battery materials, or the going makes it fresh, because means funny is not a good expression here. Names possible. Coaching with battery materials, behind means funny, the shulia, the sagye. So what does it mean, means was it? Means was it? He bores a soccer that looks like the lips, like a soccer. That looks like a lip, like a soccer. So where does he have to bore the hole? Means was it? In the shulayim of the town. So then, no matter how small the hole is, so it will become clean. First, you need to mind working. Shemina Mayon, you pray for the time in the sphere for your heart, moving on the shore. Because when we keep an amen, it's such a good way. Keeping the born in my own, that the my own shabibol of my own shooting, the tire of the whole shoot, keep them very calm, that the Sikha the Arts of the Shore in the keep me safe with the Shrela the Kavis, Shema Bill in Greek is a free, she needs to keep the Shrela Sanate, by power and amen, needs to keep the Shrela Sanate, in the Machshem and Akrecho, Laham, keep the culture. So the question raised by the Rashi is, why does it become kosher only after he bore the hole? Now the Talmud has an opening, has a mouth, has an opening, so at the opening, presumably, has the silence of the Shvar Samei, because if they open the mouth of the Talmud, wouldn't have a Shvar Samei, wouldn't have the side of Shvar Samei, so there couldn't be any open voice. So how could it become kosher after it makes it? All right, what does the Nekev do? The Nekev accomplishes only one thing, the Shkikir is fine. But it has to be more of the Mayon. So in order to be more with the Mayon, there has to be a Shvar Samei connection. So obviously, the mouth, the P pair of the Talmud has Ishvar Sanei. But until he makes a neket in the Talmud, so in spite of the connection with the mind, so it's still possible. Why is it possible? He will be called Ishvar Sanei, so even while he tells Ishvar Sanei, so he should be kosher. Bimachir, see, he is a Bafir Sechakui, Atsmi Shorin, he is a Shema Bakiri Shandiye, Shema Kiri Kuribi Sechakui, she is a Kiki Shasane. Let's say, suppose you have many forks, many spoons, you have to take, you have about 20 small spoons you have to take, or suppose you have 100 machti needles that you have to take. What are you going to do? You drop every needle and you'll be fed. Then, so, you won't be able to pick it up, you know. You'll have to empty out all the water and then pick up all the needles. So what do? You take all the needles and you drop them in the pail. And then you immerse the pail in the mikveh. So the tefillah is even for the 100 needles also. Even though the needle was not immersed in the tefillah, only the pail, the answer is, since the pail, the mouth of the pail, head is Ishvar Sanei, so then it's sealed with voice. So here too, in the case where there is a pair that has the size of Ishvar, so we have the only voice. So it's considered like being able to meet itself, in the mind itself. So even without a perforation being made in the Talmud, it should be kosher to be tabled inside the Talmud, inside the Shekes, the Mishneh. So there it says that we have to figure out that all the Manchurim came out proportionately of 50-50. Alrighty, we discuss the two shemes in the rival body, whatever it is. But without emptying out the water, so it's not kosher. Why couldn't we ask? Since it's harmonic necessary, since there is a stream of water that goes through it, so that stream of water should be entire. The mind should be in the bay of Huashoke. Huashoke, the same kasha that the Rash is asking against the Mishnah, against the Sefer of Talmud. Why would the Mishnah say? Why does the Mishnah say that kosher kutzel inside the shekes is not kosher, but it should be kosher to be tabled inside the shekes, because through it's in keilah, but the water in the shekes is connected to the mayor. And why does the deceptor require that the perforation should be made? Even without the neket being made in the Talmud, it should be kosher to be tabled inside the Talmud, because it's connected to the mayor. This is the kasha. So, but we can't ask the same kasha against the Mishnah in Perek Gimel that says, Perashu Moli Mayim Shumim, V'am Echnes Yitzinem. So we have to empty out all the original water, either on the basis of the proportion question, or on the basis of the 50-50 calculation, whatever, without emptying out any water, it should be kosher, because there is a stream of water, so that stream of water itself as a shemit, that's natural. So that stream of water should affect a shoke. And here to form my children in the veil. Now, from this, so then he says, no, it's no rush. Why not? He can remember, because we can say that that Mishnah is reference to a case where the stream of water does not have a boiling salt. In order that a mitzvah should affect a shoke, I'm here to form my shulim, so it must have them salt. Mayon can affect a shoke in the mash, because even a mash of mayon has a chalishem mitzvah. Mashayin can be mitzvah of mitzvah, so it has a shemitzvah only if it has them salt. But if it doesn't have them salt, then it cannot affect a shoke. We discuss the shite of the Gules Aliyas, you know, we discussed it many times, and we said that from the Hashem it's much more like the Gules Aliyas. What's the thing about the Gules Aliyas? That on the Aisa level, so in mitzvah of Revis can affect a shoke. On the Aisa level, the same way as in mitzvah of Revis can be entire in Kele, in the Aisa, so it can affect a shoke, and my Mishul in the Aisa. But with Rabban, Joseph Chachamim and Misaki, that the mitzvah less than himself cannot be mitaya machmir in areas. So they were also Misaki, it cannot affect Hashoke. So, b'chol hapochus with Rabban, a mitzvah less than himself cannot affect Hashoke. So that Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, is reference to a mitzvah of less than himself. Because the we can infer from this rash another halacha, on which there is a machleis, on which there is a machleis. Now, we know that mitzvah is not entirely safe. Now, how does the rash step cash? Why would the mitzvah say in the mitzvah that Amor should embarrass in the Beya, so that has my children. So in order to be Mahsha the Beya, we have to empty out the year to form my children, but the stream of water of the Amor, that should affect the shot. So the Rav says, the Mishnah is reference to the case where the Amor, the stream of water, does not affect the but why does it have to resort to the talents? Even if it has been so, how it will affect a shoke? This stream of water is not addressed. It runs through the day swiftly. So it's Zechri and Mikvei and the Amo is Mikvei of Nechomi. It's not the Mayo. It's not Amo's Mayo. It's Amo of Nechomi. It's a stream of Nechomi. So even if it has been so, but it's Zechri. It runs swiftly through the day. So just as the mitzvah is not entirely zechlin, the mitzvah should not affect a shoke. And the Baruch in the Chumash says so explicitly that a mitzvah of Memsor can only affect a shoke. I'm here to form my Shulim if the water is the Shpeh and is addressed, but if the water in the mitzvah that has been sold is in a state of flux, of motion, so then it cannot be measured. So, all the Achim infer from this Rash that the Rash is Chelik on the market. And the Rash is that while mitzvah is not entirely zechlin, so it only means it cannot be entirely zechlin or the kili, but a shemitri it has, so it can affect a shoke. I'm here to form my injury. Because in order to affect Tare until Bain or another Tome, there must be a tefillin. Through a tefillin. So Mele, my Zechlin, the Zechlin, so it cannot affect Tare through tefillin. Mashiachim, Hashoke, is not based upon Tfile. It doesn't mean that when Mayim Shuvim come in contact with Mei Mikre, so then the Mayim Shuvim are midbar in the Mei Mikre. Such I have to say that one Mayim is midbar in another Mayim. Or there is a shocker in Gabe Mayim Mei. Suppose you have Mayim Mei. So if you bring the Mayim Mei in contact with the Mikre, so then the two is broken. So it's not for it really. It's to Hebrew or Fuzriye, whatever you say. So Mele, even if it's a chayot, it can affect a shocker. Be mafkia the tumor of here to form my pain, and it can affect a shocker to be mafkia the shemshol of here to form my pain. That's the shiki of the Rashi. The Rashi is really kind of money, and that's very important that you have to remember that there is a machlekes between the Rashi and the Marit, as whether Mikre that is Eichel can affect Hashoke or not. The Marit says no, and the Rashi says yes. Now, from the Rosh, in the Kamer, Per Zion, the Rube, in the Sugi of Tzina Shachoke, in the Zeichel, you look it up in the Rosh, so you will see that the Rosh Shite in the Kamer is like the Shite of the Rashi, not like the Shite of the Marit. So most Bishim agree with the Rashi, but the Marit is saying. Aber und kosch, wie machst du es die Woche? Wie tolle, wie meion, schelgira der Aschikes Kosso, am Mai Kosso, die mir Aschikes noch geboren, wie meion, die Teil der Hochschule. Wie Adam bin die Odin meinen Teil der Hochschule ein, mit was geht ihm? Aber die Odin, wo ich ab und so habe mich, if we were to assume, that the Aloche that my own entire beholdshu, that's the point to us here. Aber you are going to be up in so, who she thinks like that? Kabnetam, Tensus, Nozir, Kabnetam she thinks like that. That, and the whole she thinks like that. That my own entire beholdshu, he was killed, but he was so done. It's not the entire beholdshu, it required himself. So if we were to assume like the shame that Tila Sodom requires Memzor, so then we could answer the Kasha against the Mishnah of Shades. How? So the Rashi said, Havimiche, Yigalu, Mehar, Vintal, Meriolo, Uchgein, Shein, Avoy, Musor, Mimki, Mitzah, Mayim, Alatal, Avoy, Adabrecho, Yeish, Avoy, Musor. In other words, the Kasha then set the walls, set the says, if there is a mile that terminates water, and that water that terminates from the mile, passes through the town, I agree that is not perforated, and then after it goes out from the town, it gets into the brecho, so the mile is possible, unless you make a perforation in the town. So the Kasha was without the perforation, you should be kosher. Because fluid passes through the Talmai, but it's connected to the Mayon all the time. Now, assuming that Tfilah Sodom requires men's soul, even in Mayon, so then it could answer the question. Why? Because we could say that when the Tisefte requires it, that the hole should be made in the Talmai, or when the Mishnah says that water that passes through the Sheikhs is possible. So, his reference regarding Tfilah Sodom, not regarding Tfilah Sodom, as far as Tfilah Sodom is concerned, so without Havonas Mayim al Gabi HaSofo, you can be tabled in Mahat inside the Shemis. Because true that the Mishneh and the Tisefte have reference to the case where the quantity of water between the Mayon and the Talmud, or the quantity of water between the Meir and the Shekes is less than us. Now, let's say, let's visualize the connection of the Shekes of the Talmud is saying, this is the Meir, this is the Shekes, or the Talmud, and then goes through the Shekes to the Talmud and passes into the grave. These falling represent the grave. So then the water is possible. Unless, in the case of Shekes, you manipulate that water should travel on the sofer in its body, and that will affect a shocking. Or, in the case of Talmai, unless you bore a hole in the Talmai. But if you don't make a shocking on the water, so the water becomes shoal, and the water in the Berecha, outside the Shekes, outside the Talmai, is shoal, is possible. So that is reference to the case where there isn't mensah between the Meitzah Mayor and the Talmud, between the Meitzah Mayor, the outlet of the Mayor, and the Shekes. But between the Meitzah Mayor and the Brecha, or the outside of the Shekes, there is mensah. There is mensah. So Mele, that's why the Mishnah, or the Tisefta says you cannot be there inside the Talmud or the Shekes because it is Shol. Now the question was, but how is it Shol? It's Mechuba to the Mayor, so that let the water in the source in the Mayor affect Ashoke, because Mayor affects Ashoke the whole Shul. The answer is, Mayon can only affect Hashoke, behold Shul, and Mayon Shulvin in vis-a-vis Tfilah Skelim, inasmuch as Skelim can become Toya in Mayon Kol Shul. So that means that in Mayon Kol Shul has a Halisha Mikveh relative to Tfilah Skelim. But in view of the fact that Tfilah Sodom requires Mensah, so that means that relative to Tfilah Sodom, a Mayon less than Mensah does not have the Shem Mikveh. Only relative to Tfilah Skelim, so a Mayon Kol Shul has the Shem Mikveh. But relative to Tfilah Skelim, only relative to Tfilah Skelim, a Mayon Kol Shul has the Shem Mikveh. But relative to Odom, only in Mayon of Mensah has the Shem Mikveh, but in Mayon less than Mensah does not have the Shem Mikveh. Does not have the Shem Mikveh. Now again, we see a tremendous Chiddush in the Rashi. Because Lifrug, if not for the Rashi, I would say, I don't know, maybe others would say differently, but I, on the basis of Svara, would say that even according to the Rishayim, who say that Tfilah Sodom requires Mensah in Mayon, so it's not because in Mayon has a Shem Mikveh Bikoshu less than Mensah relative to Kelim and not relative to Mersha. If in Mayon Koshu has a Shem Mikveh, it should have a Shem Mikveh relative to Olam Tov. Why? Either it has a Shem Mikveh or it doesn't have a Shem Mikveh. But the reason is why many of the Shemim say that Tfilah Odom requires Mensah even in Mayon is not because less than Mensah does not have a Shem Mikveh. Mayon Kol Shul has a Shem Mikveh. Mayon Kol Shul has a Shem Mikveh. But even relative to Tfilah Odom, but it's a special Tfilah Sakosol in the Maisat Tfilah, that the Maisat Tfilah has to be realized in a quantity of Mensah. Because how do we know the Halacha of Mensah? Because an average person, not even baby, so his goof will be covered in a quantity of mensah. Of course, it's itself also that even an infant whose goof can be immersed in a quantity of one song requires mensah. But the zerosakosof is not the zerosakosof in the halachic meaning. Not because it doesn't have a but a Shemikveh has. A Mayon culture has a Shemikveh with double or killing, so it has a Shemikveh with double or killing. But the Sitzvah Sakosho, the mindset of an Adam, requires a quantity, of Mensah. But from the Rashi we see different. The reason is why some Rishayim require Mensah in the mind of Tefillas Adam is not because of the Sakosho to the Maisa. The Maisa has to be realized in a quantity of Mensah. But Ligabi Odom, less than Mensah Mayon, does not have the Chalashim. Because in view of the fact that an Odom requires a larger quantity of water in order to cover his own goof, some Mimele, because through the Gemara in Mosea mentioned in our Mosea Mayon, the weakness why Mensah is required is because another baby is good can only be covered and immersed in a pleasing quantity of Mensah. Amo al amo abiruman, that's a quantity of Mensah. But that is the sakosu, not in the mindset, but it's the sakosu in the Halashem Mitre, that it does not, with the rising, does not have the Shem Mitre, unless it is Mensah. Because relative, because Ligabi Kaili, so with the Isaac, the Shemi Kaili, the Shami, with the Revits, but Ligabi Tila Sodom, it only has the Shemi Kaili, or Kiflums, but not that this is as a cross of the Isaac. You see, that we see from the Rash. So the Mele, the Rash says, since the reason is why. Since the reason is why an Odom, since the reason is why an Odom requires Mensah in the Mayon, is not because it's itself a cause of the Mayon, because we got the Odom, so even in Mayon, less than Mensah does not have the Halashim Mikre. So melee a Mayon less than Mensah cannot affect Hashoke. And Mayim Shuvim vis-a-vis Tivasov. It sounds strange. You have Mayim Shuvim in the Mikre. And then a Mashu of Mayon is in contact, is brought in contact with the Mayim Shuvim in the Mikre. So Hashoki is affected with Gabi Tivasov. And it's not affected with Gabi Tivasov. Monifshah. Either the Shimshol is for how the Shimshol is not for. The answer is because Hashoke, the Aloha of Hashoke is based, I'm finishing in 2 minutes, the Aloha of Hashoke is based upon the concept that if something is Mechuba to a Mikve, it becomes, itself becomes a Mikve, itself becomes a acquires Chalish and Mikve. By virtue of the fact that it's connected to the Mikre. So it requires Kolam Kugel in Mikre to Mikre. So it requires the Shem Mikre. So Mele, if it is connected to a Mikre that has less than Mensah, so it depends. If the Mikre less than Mensah has a Shem Mikre, so Mele, the here to form my Mishubim, also requires Shem Mikre. But if the Mikre of less than Mensah does not have the Halashim Mikre, so the here to form my tribute that I'm the chugah to the mikre do not require a mikre either, because it requires a mikre by virtue of the fact that it's the chugah to. But if it has less than Mensah, so relative to Odom, it doesn't have a mikre, so it's not the chugah to the mikre. How can it be entire in Odom? It's not the chugah to the mikre relative to Odom, but it can be entire Kelim, because relative to Kelim, it has a Shem Mikre. So the Mele, so the here to form my Shem and the Chugat in Mikre. So they themselves acquire Shem Mikre. So if we are going to say that, then you can answer the question. But it's not a Shem Mikre that the Mayon requires when it's all. We got it to us all. So it's possible that the Mayon is entirely Hoshu, even another. So that means even if my Mayon Hoshu has a Shem Mikre, the Gabriolum too. So then the mind also should begin to go affecting that short term Gabriolum. So then the Kashi is not Kashi. So then the Teretzis, we can go away. But the Teretzis, then Hanami. Meaning the Raisi, we can be tangled in the Shakes. We can be tangled in the Shakes itself without the Nekef in the Shakes and without affecting that Shoki and the Sposo Minatat. But because of the Zimre, so the Chachamim said that Hashoke is not effective. The Gabriel Kehle that is Kavua Bikam. But only the Gabriel Kehle that is Kavua Bikam. Because sometimes there might be a Mayon where the Mitzvah Hamayon is less than Shifras Alein. Or the mouth of the killer that's in Kubia, that is installed in the car dealers. So the Chachamim of Misake, that there is no din of Chibur and of Hashoke in the killer that is Kavua Bikar. But if the killer is Tomosh, then we don't have to make a Nekev. And then, if there is a connection of Shveras Aleid, so you can continue in the killer itself. The Rosh agrees with the Rash, except that the Rosh says that even if the Kehle is not Kavua Bikarki, so in the Rabbon there is no Ashok in the Kehle. There is no Chibur and Gil in the Kehle. Unless you make an action. Oh, no. That's how power it is. All right, so let's share the focus. Now, for after Pesach, you should be ready. And the whole Perikot, and that's it, very with all the pillars and the whole table, so then we'll be able to cover a lot of ground. Because after Perikvov, so the Mishnayos are much easier. Much, much easier. So we'll be able to get very fast. Okay. Oh, sorry.